Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Vibrant Tempe, Arizona. I've been here since 1979 when I was a kid transplanted from the San Francisco Bay Area with my dad when he was transferred, and to watch the city grow and change and become just one of the favorite spots in Arizona, let alone I think nationally and internationally, has been super incredible and part of why, of course, I chose Tempe for the home for Phoenix Business Radio. With that in mind, that little teaser, I'm very much looking forward to introducing you to the Vibe Tempe team. And we'll talk about what exactly that is if you're not aware. You have to be living under a rock if you don't know at this point. So with that being said, I'm Karen Nowicki. Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio. We are broadcasting live from the Max 6 Entrepreneurial Center, again, right here in Tempe, Arizona, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. And today I'd like to introduce you to Cynthia Hansen and David Watkins. They are with the Vibe Tempe. Cynthia is the Director of Sales and Marketing, and David is the General Manager. Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio.
Thank you.
And welcome to Tempe.
Thank you.
Yes.
Good to be here.
Are either of you from Tempe? Have you been here a while?
No. I moved from Chicago in 2002.
Okay.
Finished up school at ASU and have been Gilbert since 05.
Very good. And still in Gilbert?
Yes.
Yes. And how long have you been with this team?
Almost a year now.
Yeah. Mm. A year in planning.
Mm.
Very good. And how about you, Cynthia?
Well, I moved here from Ohio. So if we have any Buckeye fans on the line, go Bucks.
Right.
Back in 2001. So I've been here ever since, but I do live in Mesa.
Yeah.
But I've worked in Tempe for almost 7 years now.
That's what Stephen, who's with us as well, mentioned, that you two have had a chance to work together.
Yes, we did.
And so it's so exciting that you're back together again. So introduce us to Vibe Tempe. And well, we got a full hour, so just give us the little, you know, what is this?
Well, the Vibe Tempe is really the first of the new prototype coming from Best Western, BWH Hotel Group. It is a upscale, full-service, business-savvy hotel. We are very tech forward. We have televisions in the guest rooms where you can cast your device so you don't have to log into Netflix or anything. We have, you know, all the wonderful amenities you'd expect from an upscale hotel, Sealy beds, Bliss Spa amenities for our guests, which are absolutely fantastic. Digital boards pretty much everywhere, giving guests the ability to see the news, see the weather, see their flight information. They can request items from their guest room television to the front desk. They can bypass check-in ultimately and utilize the Bluetooth for the RFID keys.
Mm-hmm.
Really, we're here for the guests. We're here to make sure they have the best stay possible. We've also included a wonderful little surprise for everyone. We have the first Cousins Maine Lobster outlet in our lobby, and that is our lunch and dinner food and beverage
yes.
option.
But that's been around. Cousins has been around?
Cousins has been around for years.
But the Vibe brand is new.
It is new.
It is new.
We are also the first and currently only owned and managed hotel by Best Western in the 75-year history of the company.
Say that again. You're the first Best Western owned.
We are the first and only owned and managed hotel by the Best Western Corporation in their 75-year history.
Interesting. The other ones are franchise or?
Best Western is a membership owned and operated company. So all of the members have a vote and a say, and it is also not for profit. And is the fifth largest hotel company in the world.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, of course, everyone knows Best Western, mm-hmm. But I did not know that. Well, that's huge. And how exciting. Why Tempe?
It's close to the headquarters, which is in Uptown Phoenix. Mm-hmm. They want to really showcase the brand to show developers and other hoteliers. This is what is available. This is, you know, where we're heading. Boutiques, things that are unique to various areas. We have a lot of touches in the property that are really locally sourced and have local...
A local vibe.
Exactly. A local vibe.
A vibe.
I've already learned from you in the green room that it vibe is vibration, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, in Tempe, a lot of meeting planners are now just starting to be able to see exactly really how vibrant Tempe is, because they're very close to the airport, very close to Scottsdale. So if they want to go out in Scottsdale, they can do that. They don't have to be in one specific area now. They can, Tempe's in the middle of everything. It's really the heart of Phoenix, if you think about it.
Selfishly, I agree. Yeah. People might disagree with us, but it is an excellent location. And it's new, old, young.
Yes.
Folks who've been here forever, folks brand new. It is that destination, of course, you know, mainly because of the university, but the city of Tempe stands on its own as well. And the more shows that we do, we've been here for 4 years, and I can't remember how many shows we've done now, but a billion. maybe not that many. And consistently we keep hearing that Tempe, as well as the greater Phoenix area, is just that friendly place to be, right? Someone nicknamed it on one of our shows not too long ago. We were talking about Arizona being the Grand Canyon state, of course, but he suggested we rename it to the Grand Kind state because we're that. And Tempe specifically is known for inclusion, diversity, and just being a welcoming place. So that's exciting that you've brought the vibe here to Tempe. Rooftop, you already mentioned that.
Yes, the Rooftop Lounge, also named the Artemis Lounge. And it was named Artemis because the city of Tempe actually was named by a British gentleman that was helping incorporate the city of Phoenix. He was well-read and he liked his Greek mythology. And he thought the city of Tempe, especially around Salt River, looked like the Vale of Tempe, which is where the goddess Artemis used to hang out. And the other gods would come and hang out. So there's fields and a river running through it and, bluffs and hills. And so we decided, we really wanted to incorporate that because when you're on a rooftop, you can see all of that.
I didn't know. That's a great story. That's really
cool.
Really rich. Yeah. And I had mentioned as well that I do several things business-wise, but one of which is I host a lot of retreats, wellness retreats. And I've found myself in all the years that I've done it, kind of gravitating towards, of course, Phoenix and Scottsdale and some of the resorts or even just the spa locations. But I'm so thrilled to know that there'll be a place right here for us. And you had mentioned kind of in your open that, I don't know how you worded it, but the vibe is, kind of business or corporate. That's kind of what the feel is, as well as spa and welcoming. So as our listeners are really business owners and executive leaders in our community, what might they want to know as it relates to hosting events and banquets and celebratory things there?
Sure, absolutely. So the rooftop is amazing to do a reception, a dinner, even lunch or breakfast. Mm-hmm. It's 2,400 square feet of unobstructed views. You can see Camelback Mountain, A Mountain, South
Snow
Mountain.
Snow on the mountains today. Yeah. I was driving to the studio on my way here to visit with you. I'm sure you can see the snow-capped mountains right now. Sorry to interrupt, but
no,
I was like, how
fine.
Often does that happen?
It's gorgeous up there, especially at sunset. So it's to have... we can hold up about 150 people up there right now. So great place to have a dinner, reception, an awards banquet, anything that, and especially when you want to be outside, we have a great time frame here where we can actually host things outside. So it makes it really great. And then also, even just when a guest wants to go up there to have a cocktail, it has a built-in bar. So they can come get a cocktail, sit down, enjoy the view. So it's a really great space. And then inside the hotel, we have a smaller meeting room, 654 square feet in size, that they can host up to about 50 people in for a meeting. So
nice.
And what do we call that?
Oh, that's got a name too.
It is called The Grove.
Is there a story?
There is a story.
The land we sit on used to house a citrus packing plant.
Yes.
And we have a lot of callbacks to the history of the area and the history of the land, to the point that that's the Grove Room, and we're also going to utilize some local citrus-infused liquors in some of our specialty drinks.
That's so awesome. Will that be so this is the first, again, of Best Western's, this prototype. Are there more in the works already?
Yes, there is one that will open shortly after us in the Rhino District in Denver.
Okay.
That is a joint venture with us, Best Western owning it, and another management company managing it.
So exciting. And likely some of the same nods to that area. And I love that, to bring in the history and the richness of the area that it serves.
That's what the brand's about. The idea. We want to give everyone the all-encompassing experience of each individual city while they're there.
The neat thing is, I think, as a resident, of course, of the area, it helps us, you know, the big thing in Arizona are these staycations, whether with friends or with our kids, just that getaway where you don't have to get away. So when you pay homage to the area, it makes us all that much more excited about coming and staying and being part of what you're doing. Yeah. So opening soon, not open yet.
Not at least,
not at this time where we're having this conversation. But Daryl, our producer and community manager, had an opportunity to meet you guys at one of our Tempe Chamber events.
Yes.
And was super excited about you and your team. So I'm really thrilled that we get to have this conversation today. I'm just fascinated about that, the Best Western, the way in which you all do business. I had no idea about that. And I'll have to ask you off air, but I know a couple of people I think that work within the within your company, so it'll be interesting to see if you know them. How did you come to be part of this team? I know you and, of course, Stephen worked together previously, so you said come and be part of what we're doing, but give us your background. How'd you land with Best Western and then this particular project?
Well, being in Tempe, I worked for another hotel for almost 6 years, and I had the opportunity to go and work for Airbnb. But as I got that job, COVID hit. So, you know, I had been in hotels for almost 28 years, and I thought, oh, I'm going to do something different, but it's somewhat related. I know. And a couple months later, they eliminated the whole department. We're in the middle of COVID. What am I going to do? I was lucky enough to get a job with another hotel in Tempe, and I did that for about a year, and I met a national sales gal with Best Western who had come to take a tour of the hotel that I was at the time. She was very cheerful, nice, and I gave her the tour of the property because what we usually do is we'll seek out our competitors to make sure, you know, we have to compare ourselves to others, yeah. You know, and so that's what she was doing. And she explained that she was building this new concept by Best Western. And, you know, I knew of Best Western. It's obviously a huge company. I had never worked for them before. So just asked her a couple of questions and she was kind of vague, but she did the tour and then she left. So I didn't think much of it. And a couple of weeks later, she wrote me on LinkedIn and kept asking me if I had someone that I knew would be a good fit for the hotel.
Right.
So not thinking much of it, you know, I gave her a couple of suggestions and that was that. Well, she kept writing me. So then it kind of dawned on me, light bulb, hey, maybe she's asking me. Maybe I should check into this. So I did some research about the company and how they were doing all these changes, which we can talk about in a little bit,
yeah.
And how just what a great opportunity it would be. And I've opened hotels in the past, which is one of my favorite things to do. So I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to put my hat in the ring. So that's what I told her. And the rest is history.
What a great story. Yeah. And, you know, in those moments of COVID, especially when folks are being furloughed and you had just taken, I'll call it a risk.
Yeah.
Like, let me try something slightly different and then have it not turn out. But what a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
Best Western has several different types of hotels, right? I mean,
very much so.
But are any of them, I know this one is new, but are there luxury hotels within the Best Western? Help
definitely.
Me remember what.
There is the Best Western Premier, which is a luxury property. There is Aiden and Sadie, which are boutiques, similar to, you know, what Autograph Collection would be with Marriott,
yeah.
Kind of as I like to, as a former Starwood guy, call them W Lights. And there is also a new brand that Best Western acquired called World Hotels. One of the favorites that I like to point out is the Eden Rock in Miami is now under our umbrella. And that is a beautiful historic hotel right on Miami Beach.
I have some more traveling to do. Yes, that's exciting. Good. And I was looking at my phone just because I thought that I knew a couple of people in Best Western and I could see that, yes, indeed, they do are part of your team. So, well, I can't wait to see if you know them because they're really good people. And so how did you already share with you? I mean, a little bit, but tell us, round out the story. How'd you land here?
So I had been consulting. I was traveling the country, helping, you know, different hotels with various projects, whether it be renovations or kind of reboots of you know, different areas, whether housekeeping, front office, things of that nature. And I had gotten a call from a former boss of mine. He said, hey, you know, somebody called me and they asked me about such and such who we both worked with, but I worked with them longer. And he said, I told him to call you and ask you about it, but I also told him that you'd probably be better for the position. So when he called, I started, you know, I knew it was coming. So I was like, oh, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And he goes, no, are you interested?
How funny.
And
this was
also right before COVID.
Oh, no.
So Best Western has a boutique and upscale brand team. And I was the first regional service manager for them. So I would be going around to specific hotels within those brands.
If they were open.
When they were open to assist. Open, yeah. And this one happened to be in that pipeline. Well, COVID came and, you know, we all got furloughed. And I went back to consulting, stayed close, stayed in touch with everyone, actually helped a couple Best Western branded properties. And ultimately, you know, I get the call and they said, hey, so that position isn't open, but we can't think of anybody better to manage this property. And, you know, went through the interviews and ultimately they brought me on. And I'm really glad, you know, for one, opening hotels, just like Cynthia said, I love opening hotels. I opened Sheraton Grand at Wild Horse Pass, and I will talk about that hotel forever. It's,
well,
it's a beautiful museum-like property.
Yes.
This is, I want it to be the same. I want people to get that connection, to feel different, you know, and it's not just a box. It's not just a hotel. It's really bringing something else to the table. And I'm honored that they thought that I'd be, you know, a good fit for the position to lead the team. And I've tried to bring on people that really fit the same mold as me, where, you know, nothing is out of the question for me. I'll fold towels. I'll jump on the front desk and check people in, check people out. And I've brought people in that have the same mindset. And Cynthia, actually, also a former Starwood person. When I got her name and info, I connected with some friends of mine that are also friends of hers.
So,
you know, we had a conversation on the phone and, you know, we just meshed. And that's really what's important about making a great team.
We consistently hear that, right? We're all about culture. On many of our shows, we have a show specifically dedicated to culture with Kendra Maples called Culture Crush. And I'm pleased, again, as we talk about Arizona business community, really our business leaders are always making a point to say, we don't just talk about our culture or our core values. We really live and die by it. And that's making a huge difference, again, worldwide as our reputation begins to up-level around Phoenix and Arizona as a destination. Excellent. I'm assuming that you're still hiring.
We are.
Okay.
We have some positions open pretty much everywhere. Food and beverage cashier, kitchen. It's a little more than you know, a side helper, but a little less than a cook.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really cook lobster. You take the chill off, as the cousins, Maine lobster people like to say. And it's true. Cody, the director of food and beverage, and myself spent 10 days in Los Angeles doing their training, and we learned a lot. The freshness of their lobster, I mean, the sustainability. There is an entire story to go along with what they have. You know, they throw back if it's too big, if it's too small, if it's a female bearing eggs, because that's their industry.
Right.
They process the things right on the dock. They know the lobstermen that they're buying from. They only buy certain type of meat, which is basically it's the fillet of the lobster.
Best of the best.
And we do have the best of the best. I've tried lobster everywhere, and it's not just because it's here. I found their lobster to be head and shoulders above others that I've tried. I'm a foodie, so
And I love that you went to the training as well, right? It's not just, hey, this is for the chef and the staff. I've got to be in the know as well. Yes. That particular restaurant, how many other locations? I think you might have already seen.
I believe there's close to 50, but there's only about 5 that are storefronts. Most of them are food trucks, and that's how they started out.
Oh.
Within a week of opening, they had the they had the Shark Tank producers knocking on their door trying to get them on the show. And ultimately in season 4, they did go on the show. And Barbara Corcoran is one of the investors for them.
Isn't that just one of the neatest shows? Mm-hmm. Have you watched it, Daryl? Oh, my gosh.
It's great.
Especially because now you're producing and doing everything for us. And you've gotten to know so well all of our guests and our hosts. It's such a motivating show. And I love what those folks are doing. Actually, Chris Ronzio, who owns a company called Trainual, out of Arizona here. We've had him on several times, and his company has just hit the stratosphere the last couple of years. Damon Johns is one of his backers.
Oh, nice.
And Shaq actually has been, I don't know if he is financially involved, but he's definitely been a speaker for them and that sort of thing. So it's so fun to hear what they're doing. So that's great. And it's, did you say Cousins Lobster? Is that what you...
Cousins Maine Lobster.
Maine Lobster. Maine Lobster. And I forgive me if you've already mentioned this. Any other of their restaurants in any of your hotels or any hotels at all? Or is this kind of a new...
This is a new venture for them and us.
So, I love it.
You know, yeah. We're growing through it and we talk through everything. It's not a, we're going to do this, you're going to do that. It's we're going all doing this together and we want to make sure everything is done the right way. It meshes well because we're sure family does. And they're family. And that's actually one of their sayings, family first. Mm-hmm. The staff at their West Hollywood location, they acted like a family when we were out there. It was incredible to see. The owners, the cousins, Saban and Jim, were in the store all the time. They brought Saban brought his son in, and he ran right over to Mike, who was the trainer, who lives in Maine still. And, Uncle Mike,
yes.
it really is a family. And I'm really excited that not just, Vibe, but we also can bring that to people because it really has that environment and that feel. It's really cool.
Yeah, and again, drawing the locals as well as folks who are here visiting. I'm so excited.
And speaking of local, we have Press Coffee.
Yes.
That we'll be serving at our coffee bar at the hotel as well, which is a local company here.
Yes. Yeah, right. You had mentioned that you're really looking to stay as local as you can. Are y'all members of Local First yet? We need to make sure we take care of getting that taken care of.
We'll have to get on that.
Yes.
No, but I will need to join that.
Yes, we'll make an introduction to Thomas. So they do their show, Arizona Good Business. In fact, we're having the Arizona Good Business Summit come up that I'll get to talk about mental health and wellness as it relates to business and our teams and our family coming up in April. I can't remember the exact date, but Thomas does his show with us here on a monthly basis. Yes. And so, even though Best Western has, many, many tentacles out in all areas of the world, we'd love to have you be part of Local First Arizona. And then the Tempe Downtown Authority, I'm sure they opened you with welcome arms.
Yes. Very much so.
Very familiar.
Very good. And you are members of the Tempe Chamber?
We are, yes.
Very good. Yes. And, you know, their office is just a couple of doors down. And the Dairy Council right now is here, and they're part of it too. So it's talk about family. Mm-hmm. I love it.
We're also partnering with Noble Bread. They'll be having, the pastries and whatnot for our coffee shop.
I wonder if that's who, I think Noble might be who Brick Road Coffee House has. I can't remember. Where are they located, or do you know?
They're in Scottsdale.
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent company.
So
exciting. They do sell stuff at the farmers markets and whatnot.
Okay.
They have it in Gilbert every weekend.
So. If you could, let's make an introduction so that Daryl can schedule Noble Bread for a show as well.
Definitely.
And we'll have to talk about, how else this will all work to celebrate everybody. For our business owners and our executive leaders, let's talk a little bit more about how we can help get the word out, right? So when you're marketing and you're letting people know about what you're doing and why they want to come, what can we do as a business community to help bring people to you?
Well, we're active on social media right now.
Good.
So we do have our own Facebook and Instagram page, and I do a lot on my LinkedIn as well. So I shoot out all of the updates that we do periodically throughout the week because we are moving so quickly to get our hotel open. We are showcasing some of we call them sneak peeks of the hotel so people can see. But we're at the point now where we'll be able to do site tours. So anyone that wants to see the hotel, they can just come on over.
Yes, and we're ready. Daryl and I are in the front row. We're waiting. We're there 10 minutes early. We've brought a lot of friends.
Really sharing our information online is one of the best ways to get our information out.
Mm-hmm.
And just people to really appreciate what Best Western has to offer now, I think, is another good way to educate themselves on our brand and to see how much we've grown as a company and how different we are from when they would probably remember it back in the day.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Anything to add around how we as a business community can best support your launch and your growth?
Well, I would say that...
Come stay with us. Maybe.
Yeah, come stay with us.
You
can
come stay with us. You could send anyone visiting.
Yeah.
You can head up to the Artemis Lounge and close that business deal with some of the best sunsets in the world.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And you mentioned the spa products, but there is not an on-site spa.
No.
Yeah.
We do have it's Bliss Spa. And it's funny
because product line.
It's a company that was spun off of Starwood, which...
Oh, sure.
We came
That's
out
fun.
Of. And, you know, it's almost like it's full circle. The Bliss Spa products are absolutely fantastic.
And only found in resorts and hotels?
No, they now sell outside of resorts and hotels through a couple of different retailers. But it's not often that you'll find them anything other than, I mean, really, I would say Super Lux. They're not even in the W anymore because Marriott decided to go a different direction. So I don't know why. I think they're missing out personally.
Fantastic,
but,
yeah.
Their loss is our gain.
Yeah, so good.
And also, you know, with companies that have multiple travelers that come into the Valley, we can do a negotiated rate with them so they can get the best value for their travelers.
Weddings, family reunions, business endeavors, families for students, whatever it is, you'll cater to everybody. And that's nice to know that you'll do block of rooms and some discounted. Yeah.
And it's extremely easy to get around with the light rail, 3/10 of a mile from us.
Yeah. The light rail is usually open and available. So yes, I'd love
and
it.
And the Tempe streetcar has a stop at the hotel.
Right. Yes. Right. So the physical location, 5th Street?
It's 5th Street between Farmer and Ash.
Yeah. Great. I just want to know when you're opening. So if you'll text me.
We will. We'll exchange 100% let
everyone know. We're here. Come get in line. I'm so excited. Yeah. Really, really fantastic. What is your favorite part about being part of our Tempe community? And it can be, obviously, vibe-related or, you know, different, but what do you love about Tempe?
Well, as a Sun Devil, it's nice to be back in the heart of Tempe and be part of that community, and really, you know, having graduated a long time ago, being able to see the growth and be part of the new growth and really continue to solidify the base, to make sure that the businesses continue to come to Tempe and see everything it has to offer. I mean, yeah, Scottsdale's fun. Scottsdale's relaxing. Tempe's really where everything you want is.
And it's chill. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in my opening, of course, I mentioned how long I've been here since 1979. And again, right, there was no water at the time for the lake. And the vertical growth was non-existent, right? And just so different. So it's super fun, again, to see all the new restaurants and the again, how the university has expanded and that coexistence, the ecosystem between the city of Tempe and ASU is phenomenal. We've had, again, many occasions to talk about that marriage, that partnership. I would imagine then the university has been very gracious and welcoming you as well.
Yes.
We've definitely talked to a few people within the university and we're looking forward to talking to more.
Even more.
Good. Yeah. They're super excited to see what the hotel is going to look like. I hear a lot from just different individuals and how they want to come visit the property, see what it's all about. So it's exciting.
Yeah,
for sure.
Good. And how about you? What do you love most about being part of the Tempe community?
You know, first I love the restaurants because I'm a foodie as well. So that's probably one of my favorite parts about Tempe. But just like, it's a very eclectic, you know, it has a great vibe. No pun intended, but yeah, I mean, it's not as stuffy. People are from all over, you know, there's just something going on all the time. The festivals that they have where they bring people together, I think is one of the big focuses with Tempe, just the sense of community and how they just keep people involved and they just really take care of their city. So I think that's something that I've always admired about Tempe based on some other areas. So for sure.
So again, as long as I've been in Tempe, there are some events that I haven't even heard of. One was over the holiday, the boat parade at the Tempe Chamber. Denise was the one who said, hey, we're going. So I'm like, what is that? I didn't even know it was a thing. And then just yesterday, Jacqueline Destrems, who is a co-founder with me for 100 Businesses, that caregiving circle, she was saying that she and her husband this weekend are going to, I think it's called the Innings Concert.
Innings Festival.
Yeah. What? Where have I been? I mean, it's so funny. I'm like, what is this? She's like, oh, it's 3 stages and it's all around. And Daryl's, she said
it's
huge.
Big bands. Foo Fighters is headlining this year.
Yes. So I need to get even more involved, even though I'm literally, 3 miles from the epicenter of Tempe and where y'all are located. So
that was the last big event I went to before COVID came.
The Innings?
Was it Dave Matthews then?
It was Dave Matthews. Yep.
Yeah.
And I just remember there were so many people there.
That's probably why I'm not at these kinds of events.
And a month later, it's like, oh my God, I was just there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love people and I certainly love networking and conversations. And I also like have to like pull away. So sometimes when it's some of these bigger venues, and that was even before COVID, I'm like, I think I'll hang out at home. So, but now I'm excited because there's so many more opportunities, and I'm glad we're starting to open up a little, you know, I mean, just again, what we've all been dealing with, especially your industry and of course restaurants, it's been such a hardship and so different for so many of us. So what haven't I thought to ask as we round out our segment and episode today? Of course, before you answer that, I want to invite you back again. Anytime you think of something that really represents the vibe and the vibrancy of Tempe that you're a part of, please let Daryl and I know and we can have you back again. But anything else that you want our listeners to be aware of? And again, of course, the website where we can find you and learn more.
Yeah. When you mentioned community and how Tempe is really all about community, it's really how we set up our lobby as well. A lot of community space, a lot of gathering areas. We even have a built-in Scrabble board on the wall in one of them. We want people to gather. It's part of the vibe. Everybody wants to hang out. Everybody wants to be part of, you know, what is everyone else doing? And that's really, really what the design team has created. And they've done a fantastic job. Again, I've been in hotels for a long time.
This is
a unique, fantastic experience. I think it's what a lot of hoteliers wish they would have come up with, wish they would have designed. Some have come close. I won't name those brands.
Yeah.
Some have come close, but I just think they missed the mark by a little bit in one area or another, and I think we really hit it out of the park with this.
You may have something to add as well around what haven't I thought to ask, but before I ask you, I'm curious, you mentioned VRBOs and Airbnbs and those kinds of things that really now compete with the more traditional, and I'll use that word very vaguely, but you know, the hotels and the resorts.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever stayed in an Airbnb or a VRBO. My daughter does it all the time, and she of course loves hotels and resorts, but industry-wide, what has shifted for you guys? And this is an unrehearsed question, not that we're rehearsed to say everything, but I kind of go with some of the things that the talking points that you want. But I'm just curious from an outsider, and how long has Airbnb and VRBO type of things been around? I want to say 8-10 years. Is it that old?
VRBO has been around for almost 30 years, which I know nobody really knows about. It's been there for a very long time.
But really popular for how long?
Popular for about 10.
Okay.
Yeah, where is about the same amount of time Airbnb came around.
And does that idea really impact and does it continue to impact the hotel and resort industry?
In some areas. Yeah. In some areas, very much so. You get Disney, Hawaii, a lot of people, rent out their homes, their condos. In this area, I don't think we have a lot of business travelers that are looking in that direction. Mm-hmm. Just like hotels, you have to be choosy with what you're doing, but there's no brands with them. They have super hosts.
Super hosts.
And those tend to be the better ones. Yeah. But I mean, the others could be fantastic, could be not. Mm-hmm. You pretty much know what you're getting with hotels.
Yes.
We and it's funny, I will say it again, everybody freaked out during COVID about sanitizing and every place I went, I saw all of the chemicals that we've been using in hotels for years.
Yes.
Yep.
I've always said the same thing when people come in, right? When our hosts and our guests were broadcasting through Zoom and not in the studio with me. And then when people start to feel more comfortable, I would always say, I didn't change anything. I'm always sanitizing everything, from the doorknobs to the light switch to the microphones, of course, and the headsets and the seats. So likewise, it's good to go, hey, protocol's already in place. We're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. And I think mostly people that do utilize Airbnbs are here for a pretty long period of time.
So different.
It's a week or more. Mm-hmm. If they're coming here for spring training and they're staying for, a month.
And they don't want to stay at the extended stay hotels because.
Yeah.
They're that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or if they have, a lot of children, it's easier to rent a house than it would be to get a couple of hotel rooms. So in that sector, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, as an outsider and personally haven't made those choices, I do find comfort in, a hotel and knowing and continue to stay at the brands that I love and definitely include Best Western in that. I cannot wait, as I've said before, to be part of the vibe. And again, whatever we can do to help get the word out and continue to do that to become part of your extended community. We look forward to doing that. The address again, or at least the
511 511 South Farmer Avenue, Tempe, Arizona, 85281.
Excellent. With a great rooftop area bar, as well as just an area to hang out. And Artemis. And the Cousins Maine Lobster.
Yes.
And the meeting room, I think, had a cool name, The Grove.
The Grove.
Yes. Can you tell me how, again, for our listeners, how big or how many folks that fits?
Sure. It's 654 square feet, so we'll hold up to about 50 people.
It's great. It's big enough and not too big, not a grand ballroom,
correct,
but also big enough for those intimate events.
Right.
Super cool. And the website is?
VibeTempe.com.
V-I-B.
V-I-B.
Not the word the in front of it.
Not the word
VibeTempe.com. And Cynthia, you mentioned social media.
Correct.
You personally are on LinkedIn. David, are you work on LinkedIn as well?
I am.
Okay. Very good. And also, is there a Vibe LinkedIn page?
There is not yet, but there will be, yes.
All right. And then any social media for Vibe specifically, for Vibe Tempe?
Yeah, we have Facebook. We have Instagram. So if they can just, you know, look up Vibe Tempe, you'll see it on your Facebook and like us.
Yes.
Spread the word for sure. Just trying to build those platforms to get the word out and let us know that we're there.
Who knows? We might have some specials just for those that follow us.
Yeah, you never know.
It's funny you say that, because I was just going to that. I've never done this before. But for those of you who are listening today, give, of course, these folks a great shout out on social media. And so I'll just go through the hashtags. You had mentioned Vibrant, hashtag Vibrant, mm-hmm, but also Vibe Tempe, Best Western, of course, Hotels, Downtown Tempe, and Cousins Maine Lobster. So that'll be fun. And, you know, let folks know that you heard them here on Phoenix Business Radio X. It has been great to get to know you. I am sincerely looking forward to coming over and visiting. Daryl and I will be the first in line when you get ready to have the doors open for beautiful tours. And we'll bring some of our friends if you'll allow us.
Absolutely. You can do some lobster sampling.
Oh, I'm so ready. And you're right when you talk about, you know, there's good lobster and there's lobster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
for
so
sure.
I look forward to, again, being a San Francisco girl. I know good seafood when it's available, and I know when it's not. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Mac 6 Entrepreneur Work Center. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki. Thanks so much for listening.